You're listening to 2MCE 92.3 and 94.7 FM and 2MCE.org online. Coming up next, the Pillars of Bathurst.
This is the Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Hello, welcome to another edition of The Pillars of Bathurst with Brett Van Heekeren and Dr. Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm fine, Brett.
Who is our Bathurst pillar in this episode?
Well, rather than telling you who our pillar's plaque person is, I'm going to see if you can identify them with a local knowledge test.
Okay, well, bring it on, Robin. I'm up for it.
Well, I'm sure you've visited the historic village of Rockley many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful heritage village with many well-preserved buildings. There's the flour mill, for example, which houses a very interesting museum. Help me out here, Brad. Help me out. What's the name of the street that runs in front of the museum? It's one of the principal streets of the village.
That'd be Budden Street. It's named after an early Rockley businessman. He was involved in building the mill. I get it. Our Pillars plaque person in this episode is Arthur Budden, right?
Spot on. It is indeed Arthur Budden, who was nominated for a plaque by Anne Cook on behalf of the Rockley Mill and Stables Museum, which, as you said, is located on Budden Street.
Okay, tell us his story, Robin.
Well, born in Suffolk, England in 1832, Arthur Budden came out to Australia in 1855. His reason for coming to Australia may have been typical of that of many young men in those days. The lure of striking it rich on the Australian goldfields. But Arthur took a different road to finding his gold, storekeeping. By January in 1857, Arthur Budden had set himself up as a storekeeper in a bark hut at Kalula, a small gold diggings near Rockley. At Kalula, Budden also took on the position of postmaster and local agent for one of Bathurst's newspapers. Two reasons beyond buying flour and beans to bring diggers into his little store. Now we have a glimpse here of Arthur Budden's entrepreneurship. The following year, Arthur Budden moved to Rockley, a more established village and the emerging center for the area's mining and agriculture. His new store, named The Rockley Store, was at first run out of a stable. A weatherboard store and residence would be built later, once Budden and his business had established their place in the village's commerce. I don't think Arthur Budden came to Australia in 1855 with much spare cash. His business success can most likely be put down to his hard work, good business decisions, and careful use of the money he earned with his storekeeping. However, his marriage in 1859 would open the way both to new business opportunities and a source of funds to finance them. Charles Stanger, the father of his wives...
Whoa, hang on. Did you say wives, plural, not wife, singular? Are you saying that Arthur Budden was some sort of bigamist being married to more than one of Charles Stanger's daughters? That would be illegal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I did say wives, plural. It's a little complicated, Brett. And yes, it was a little illegal. Well, in some respects, I suppose. I will explain all later. But, for the moment, in June 1859, Arthur Budden married Sarah Stanger, age 19, in Bathurst Wesleyan Methodist Chapel. I expect they met through their shared Methodist faith. Charles Stanger, her father, and now Arthur's father-in-law, was a leading member of the Bathurst Methodist Chapel.
Look, I'm a little confused, but go on, carry on.
Well, Charles Stanger was himself a successful and respected Bathurst businessman with good connections. In partnership with his father-in-law, Arthur Budden built Rockley's flour mill, constructed from their own kilned bricks. Their steam-powered mill opened in 1862 and proved to be a great success. The flour mill was an important step in the town's development as the commercial center for an area with a growing number of small farms and nearby communities of gold miners, as well as copper miners at Cow Flat. Rather than farmers having to haul their grain into Bathurst to be ground at their large mills, the wheat could now be ground in Rockley and the flour put to local use. Now, I mentioned Cow Flat, the site for the Summerhill copper mining operation. Arthur Bodden once again showed his entrepreneurship by establishing a coach service between Rockley and the village of Cow Flat. You might say all roads led to Rockley and the Rockley store. Arthur Bodden's story is not without its moments of danger. His successful store attracted unwanted attention from bushrangers. One evening in May 1861, while putting up the store's shutters, Bodden was accosted by three ruffians. He was pistol-whipped and knocked to the ground, but he managed to make his escape. A shot was fired, with the bullet passing through his clothing. The alarm now raised, people rushed to the store, and the bushrangers fled. At that time, Rockley did not have its own police station. An unsuccessful petition had recently been made to have one. This violent attack on Rockley's leading citizen in the heart of the village, widely reported in the press, may have been the catalyst for a change of view on the part of the government. Rockley got its own police station and lockup. As the village prospered, the need came for Rockley to have its own bank. Rather than having to rely on those in Bathurst, the better part of a day's trip there and back by horse and buggy. Once again, Arthur Bodden stepped up. In 1876, an agency of the Australian Joint Stock Bank was opened. Where else but in Arthur Bodden's Rockley store? In 1878, a separate building was built alongside for the use of the bank with an adjoining residence for Arthur Bodden, who would become the branch manager. Arthur Bodden, the store, bank, residence, and mill, all in a row along Bodden Street. Arthur Bodden's contributions to the development of Rockley also included being instrumental in the establishment of its public school. In 1862, when funds were found insufficient to complete the new school building, Bodden paid the difference himself. He was also instrumental in establishing Rockley School of Arts. It could be said that the Rockley story of Arthur Bodden is one that can be found in rural villages across Australia. It's a story of the local storekeeper, or perhaps publican, who has an enduring confidence in his or her adopted hometown. They invest in the town's well-being, both in the way of helping to establish community assets, be it a church, school, or school of arts, and through their business activities, provide employment and services for their community. In the case of Rockley, it was Arthur Bodden. Bathurst remembers...
Stop right there. You haven't explained about the wives. Now, we can't finish this episode until you explain the matter of Arthur having two wives, both daughters of Joseph Stanger, and this being a little illegal.
Oh, dear, I quite forgot. I said Arthur married Sarah Stanger in 1859. Unfortunately, she died from typhoid fever in 1873, aged 33, leaving Arthur with four young children, the youngest being Henry, about 2 years old. Remind me to tell you about Henry, okay? Now, not long after Sarah's death, Arthur sought to marry Emily, her younger sister. But the law in New South Wales prohibited marriage with the sibling of a deceased spouse. You could not legally marry the sister of your deceased wife. To overcome this legal obstruction, Arthur and Sarah had to travel to Victoria in 1874 to be married. Apparently in Victoria, such marriages were legal in Victoria.
And Henry Bodden?
Henry, born in 1872, went on to become an Australian architect of some significance. He won the important architectural prize, the Sulman Medal, in 1927 for one of his buildings. His building, best known to our listeners, is probably the David Jones Department Store on Elizabeth Street in Sydney. As for his father, Arthur Bodden, together with Emily and even more children, retired to Sydney in 1892. He died there in 1922, aged 90. He was buried in the Bathurst Cemetery alongside his two wives. Bathurst remembers Arthur Bodden, pioneer Rockley entrepreneur, with a plaque on the Bathurst pillars.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.